Price's Sunday Best, Scousers Abroad.
Ladies and gentlemen, time for our Scouser Abroad. You live in Crosby and you go to Philadelphia. That's not too far, is it? Hello, Dave in Philadelphia.
How's it going, Pete? How are you?
I'm great. First of all, what's your second name, Dave?
Reimer.
Reimer.
Yeah.
That's an unusual name, Reimer.
Yeah, it is.
How long have you been in Philadelphia?
I've been here for about 3 years.
Right. And you went from Crosby? Yeah. Or you've been somewhere else first?
I did a couple of other places first. I left England in 2010. And moved to Costa Rica and Spain and Vietnam and a few other places.
Well, we're going through the list then. We're not just going to leave it at that. Costa Rica. I've never spoke to anybody that's lived in Costa Rica. First of all, why did you go in 2010? Why was it time to move?
I was working for William Hill, the bookies, and I just didn't like it, really, and got a bit bored and decided I wanted to do something different. Yeah. And Costa Rica sounded like a place that no one had ever been to, so I found a way of getting a job out there as a teacher, and I moved.
So you just went like that. Did you leave a huge group of friends and family or some loved one behind?
All my family at the time were in Liverpool. Now my brothers have moved around a bit. But yeah, like all both my parents are in Liverpool. Aunties and uncles are in Liverpool. Grandparents are all in Liverpool. So they're all still there. Friends and family were all over the place.
So was it a big wrench? Was it a big wrench to go, Dave?
I never thought I'd be away for that long. I went thinking I'll go away for a few months and I'll come back and do something different as a line underneath stuff, really. Yeah. And then went away, met the person who is now my wife, and kind of decided to stay away. I just liked it. And after Costa Rica, I got a job somewhere else and then somewhere else and then somewhere else. And then eventually my wife and me were just like, okay, we need to pick a place and stick to it. So it was a choice between England and America, and we chose America.
Right. Now tell me, Costa Rica, what's it like?
Oh, it's amazing. It's amazing. It's imagine like the most beautiful beaches and the most beautiful rainforest that you've ever seen, and that's Costa Rica.
So why didn't you stay there?
Two reasons, really. One was a visa. Like, it's difficult to get a visa to stay there for a long time. You can do a short-term visa, but there's so many people who want to go there that you can't really get, like, a working visa for a long time. And it was one of those. It was great to live on the beach for a bit or to spend a lot of time at the beach and do what we were doing, but the job that I was doing was enough to earn enough money for a bit, but it wasn't really enough, like, for the kind of life that we wanted to have.
You also mentioned Vietnam. Tell me about Vietnam.
Yeah. Vietnam was when me and my wife decided that we wanted to move somewhere together, but we couldn't. We needed to get married, basically, to go back to England or either to come to America, and we didn't want to do that at the time. So we picked a place we didn't need to get married, so we went to Vietnam. We worked in kindergartens over there and schools for about a year and a half. And then after that, I proposed to her, and that was when we had the conversation about moving to one place or another.
So what nationality is your wife?
She's from America.
She's American.
From New York.
Right.
Yeah.
Now, tell me about Vietnam. What was life like there? Was it cheap? Was it good? I mean, a lot of people have said lovely things about Vietnam.
It's amazing. It's we were in Hanoi, so it was incredibly busy, incredibly polluted. The people are really friendly. The food is unbelievably good. Probably the one thing we didn't like about it was how hectic life is there. Like, everyone has a motorbike. You can never escape the noise of the motorbikes and noise of the traffic and noise of just people everywhere. So if you like quiet and you like relaxing, Vietnam, or at least Hanoi in Vietnam, is not the place to go. Mm. But for a year and a half, we loved it. It was amazing.
So why Philadelphia? America's a big place. She's American. Why Philadelphia?
Basically, my brother-in-law lives here. And we had looked when we moved over here. We got married pretty quickly once we actually got into America. And then we decided, well, we could go anywhere we want to go. So where should we go? And we had a few cities like lined up. We applied for jobs in all of them. And the reason we applied to jobs in Philadelphia was because of my brother-in-law, and Philadelphia was the first place that came up that gave us a job. So we moved. We loved it. It's actually really similar to Liverpool. There's a lot of things about it that really reminded me of home. And so I think that's why I liked it, because I'd been in so many places where was so different. Yeah, to be somewhere that was actually quite familiar was really nice.
Tell me why you felt it was like Liverpool. I'm curious about that.
It's the people. Actually, it's not just the people. It's America's like doesn't have many old places, but Philadelphia is quite old in terms of America. But the people have got the same sense of humor as people in Liverpool have got. They've got that like friendly, like everyone's incredibly friendly. The amount of times when we first moved here that I'd get lost or just not know what I was doing in the city, people just stopped and helped you. But at the same time, they'd be making jokes about you being lost while helping you. And it just really reminded me of the sense of humor, really, the friendliness of people in Liverpool.
I'm talking to Dave, who's living in Philadelphia right now with his wife. He's been to Costa Rica, he's been to Vietnam, he's got family, brothers, which we'll talk about later, and his family over here still. He's from Crosby originally. He's one of our Scousers abroad. Have you ever regretted leaving England, or have you never looked back?
The only time I regret it is when there's, like, big events happening in England. So, like, every year, the Grand National Day, I always feel really homesick. Bonfire night, I feel really homesick. Things when I used to do something very specific on that day that I can't do here. Like bonfire night is not a thing. If I set fireworks off here, I'd be arrested on bonfire night. So like, I can't things when I can't actually participate in what everyone at home's participating in. That's when I start to feel homesick. And obviously, like if there's a family birthday or. Yeah. Something like that I know I've missed and I can't get back for.
But even even 2010, it's now 2018, even now you've seen a huge change with social media to help you relate and talk to people over here.
Yeah, I think I was really lucky. I can't imagine have been able to do this without having social media or Skype or something like that, so I'm able to talk to people. Like when I first moved away, I was really homesick at the start, and so I was able to Skype friends and family and stuff for the first few days. I can't imagine having done that, say, like 10 years before, when there was no way of talking to people in other countries unless you had a phone and were able to, like, afford really expensive phone bills.
Well, in those days, Dave, I mean, and I'm a lot older than you, and in my day, if somebody went to Australia, they were dead. They basically, you never saw them again, you know.
Essentially, I guess you'd write a letter and the letter would take 3 weeks to get there, and that's the only thing you'd hear from people, I guess. Yeah.
What do you do in Philadelphia?
I'm a teacher.
Right. And what age group do you teach?
I teach fifth and sixth grade, so it's like 10 to 12-year-olds. Mm-hmm. But I teach, I don't know if it's called the same thing in England, but I teach special education, so kids with learning disabilities, basically.
Right. Now, that's interesting. Yes, and that's exactly what they do over here. Now, how do they cope with your English accent? Because you have still got an accent.
It comes up a lot. There's a lot of words that I don't realise are pronounced differently until I say them. And you get kids looking at you very, very funny. To be honest, it's more the different words, though, that throws people, like squash. Like the drink squash in England is a very different thing over here. So there's like, there's things like that I don't even, doesn't even register to me as a completely different that then throw the kids that I'm trying to teach who struggle enough anyway with what we're doing. And then I throw in a completely different word that they've never heard of before.
It's interesting, like they in America use yard for garden, which always
makes
me laugh.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Things like that.
Did you have any trouble getting your work permit? Was it difficult?
It was a long process. I'm still going through it, to be honest. I've got a green card at the moment. And it took about a year or so from the first day we applied for it until I was allowed into the country. And then once I got here, I wasn't allowed to work for about 6 months. And until I got my green card, and then I have to renew the green card every year. But I should be able to apply to be a citizen in a year or two. And at that point, then I should be safe. Donald Trump won't be able to kick me out at that point. So
There's a great lead into Donald Trump. I mean, what do you think of Donald Trump? Or are you not allowed to say now?
I don't know. I mean, he probably won't hear this, so it should be fine. It's difficult for me because the job that I got when I first got here was teaching kids who'd come over from other countries who wanted to go to university here. And that was why we moved to Philadelphia, because I got that job. And then on the day of his election, a lot of the kids who were from Vietnam, Korea, Japan, Saudi Arabia, they got racially abused by Trump supporters on the morning that he won.
Wow.
Like Trump supporters who were celebrating out in the streets just started yelling racist abuse at our kids. And as a result, a couple of months later, the schools who sent those kids stopped sending them. So I got made redundant. So I had to then get a job at a different school. So like things like that have happened, which aside from the fact that he's just an awful man, like stuff that's affected me personally has happened that makes it even more difficult to stomach, really.
What sort of things it affected you with?
My job thing, I've had people yell at me in the street because my family originally are from the Caribbean, so I'm kind of like not black, not white, but I'm kind of brown skin,
right,
really,
right.
And so I've had a lot of people yelling at me in the street, especially around, not so much anymore, but in say the month after his election, then it was happening quite a lot. Or Philadelphia is a very liberal city, like it's for the Democrats in exactly the same way that Liverpool is for Labour, but when you go outside of Philadelphia, there's a lot of times that I will get a lot of funny looks and a lot of kind of muttered comments and things, just because I look a bit different to other people, and mostly that's from Trump's.
Unbelievable. So you've seen a big change.
And so I wasn't here very long before that, so I honestly don't know if maybe that would have always happened, but to me, I associate it with him.
How's your wife coped with it?
She gets annoyed by it. She has the same ideas about him as me. She just despairs every time anyone talks about him. We actually did think about when he got elected, we both talked about leaving, and because we could very easily come back to Britain and move back to Liverpool. We talked about it, but we decided that that's not really, running away from a problem that you don't like isn't really a good way to,
and
to,
he's won.
To do things.
And he's won.
That's the thing. That's what he wants. So if you give him what he wants, then it's not good. It's much better to try and stand up. She works in a school as well, so we can try and, you know, educate people that that's not the right way to live your life.
Dave, is property dear in Philadelphia?
It's about the same as, it's about the same as home. Philadelphia is going through the same thing that Liverpool went through about 10 years ago with the capital of culture. There's a lot of investment coming into Philadelphia, so probably over the next few years it's going to get more expensive. But right now it's a nice place to be because it's relatively close to New York City and Washington, D.C. and places. So it's not as expensive as those places, but it's getting there.
Apart from your family and friends, what sort of things do you miss?
I miss going to Everton. Until this season, I missed Everton, going to Everton every week. That's one thing. My dad and my uncle, still go. And so I speak to them, and that kind of, again, when there's a big game or when there's been a good win or something like that, I miss that. Until recently, I miss just the familiarity. Like, I can be in the centre of Liverpool and know exactly where I am because I grew up there and it's the place that I'd always lived. It takes a long time to get that with a new city, and I still don't have that with Philadelphia, so I miss that familiarity and the feeling of home, I guess, that you can never get anywhere else once you've left it. Like you're never going to be able to get that back in a new city. So that's what I miss, really.
What about food? What's it like over there? You've been to Vietnam. You raved about the food in Vietnam.
The food is, I mean, you can get a lot of different foods here. There's actually an Irish cafe down the road where you can get a full English breakfast and you can get black pudding and things like that, the kind of things that I really miss.
Wow.
I miss things like I don't know, my mum's bacon sandwiches, like fish and chips, those things that they can try and replicate here, but it's not quite the same. It's good enough to kind of fix a craving, but it's not really what you want.
Do you get home at all to Liverpool?
We try and get back once a year. The last time we were back was at Christmas. So we tend to do it. We try and come one Christmas, and then we'll come the next time. We'll come in the summer, and then we'll come at Christmas, and then we'll come in the summer. So I'm not actually sure when the next time we're going to be back is, but we try and do it once a year. And then my family I've been lucky that they've been able to come out a couple of times while I've been out here as well.
You left in 2010. Have you seen big changes coming back to Liverpool and you came back Christmas?
Oh yeah, enormous changes. It doesn't feel like the same city that I grew up in. It's a really good thing. But every time I come back, it seems like there's something new. Like Liverpool One wasn't there when I left. And things like the Echo Arena and all of those things that like were either just very newly there or were being built or were just ideas in someone's head. Yeah. Those things that I really like. And also the big events like that friends of mine will post on Facebook that I just think, I can't believe things like that come to Liverpool now. Like the
tall ships, that Giants? Sort of thing, and the Giants.
Those kind of things, the Giants and stuff that I can't imagine would have happened when I was growing up there. That is now just amazing to be able to see it in Liverpool.
Do you think you'll ever come back to live?
I don't know. Like I said, we talked about it after the election. We've talked about it plenty of times, and it's definitely an option. Right now, we like it here, but who knows? We met traveling. We like the idea of continuing to live in different places and travel around. So I wouldn't rule it out.
Will you plan a family, or are you going to wait for a while?
No, we're thinking about it. We're thinking about it.
Because that might give you a totally different idea, mightn't it, on life, travelling?
It might. I think, it could go one of two ways, though. It could be that we want, like, a settled life and we just stay in the same place forever at that point, or we want kids to see, like, I would obviously, if we had kids and we were living here, I'd want them to see Liverpool, to spend time in Liverpool. I don't know. We've talked to my mum lives in Crosby and my dad lives over the water. So we've talked about like, if we have kids, well, we can just pack them up summer holidays and send them over to you guys. And you can show them.
We can look after them.
Give us a bit of a break. Yeah, that works for me.
Dave, let's have some name checks of your family and friends who will be listening, I hope, right now.
All right, well, I'll say hi to my mum and dad. I'm pretty sure they're listening. Uncle Charles, Uncle Frank, Auntie Lily and Auntie Louise. They should all be listening too. And Laura and Woody and Seth, Paul and Jen and the girls. That's probably it.
Fantastic. Now, where are your brothers? Are they around the world?
One of them's in London. And the other one was in London until quite recently, and then his wife got a job in Sri Lanka, so they just moved out there.
Sri Lanka! Drop him an email. Please, promise you you will.
I will, absolutely. Have you spoken to anyone who's in Sri Lanka at the moment?
I don't think we've got Sri Lanka, because we've been doing this for 7 years now, and we've been all over the world, but I certainly haven't been to Costa Rica, and I'm sure I haven't been to Sri Lanka.
All right, I'll let him know.
Well, you're a nice young man, and it's been great talking to you. Before you leave, tell us where you are right now, what the weather's like, what time of day it is, what?
I'm in my kitchen at the moment. My wife is working on the sofa, and my dogs are asleep on the sofa. The weather is pretty nice. It's clear. It's about 20 degrees, something like that.
Are you in the city itself? Are you in the city itself?
Oh, I'm in a place called Kensington, which is it's in the city. It's like it's about a mile outside of the city centre.
Mm-hmm. Sounds
so
great.
Pretty close to the city.
Dave, it's been a joy talking to you. And it makes me laugh because I'm sitting here feeling very strange. They abseiled down this tower this weekend just gone.
Really?
Yep, it's first time in 40 years it's been allowed to happen. And people did it for charity. Right down, 450 foot.
Well, you didn't do it, did you?
I did not. I did not. I couldn't even I couldn't even get up the ladder to get onto the roof. My bottle had gone. I was hosting it, dressed as a lizard. Don't ask. Don't ask. Would you do something like that?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
Oh,
yeah,
daredevil, are you?
Love to. Yeah. Well, I certainly used to be. Now I'd like to think I'd do it. Probably that in practice I'd get there and have second thoughts. But in my head, I'd very much like to do it, yeah.
Dave, great talking to you.
You too, Pete. Thank you very much.